Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
It's time to talk Connecticut sports. The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, it's Monday in The Feed, and we always talk Connecticut sports with our friend the ump, Vin Cerullo, and we're heading into the winter. We got winter sports starting up, and there's a lot happening with sports here in Connecticut, right, Vin?
Oh, it sure is. I'm glad to be back after being away last week, but I'd like to start, though, with a story that's developing at Brown University. They now have the first woman baseball player to play Division I level game. Her name is Olivia Pichardo, who grew up in Forest Hills, New York City. And as a sophomore in high school, she was throwing just under 80 miles an hour.
Wow.
Yeah, she now throws in the high 80s. Okay, and we wish Olivia the best going forward in her baseball endeavors.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's a great thing.
That's
I'll
great.
Tell you what, it advances women's sports, which I love.
Yeah.
Getting back to high school sports, though. This past Saturday, we celebrated the closing of Connecticut's football season with the championship games that were held at Rentschler Field and Central Connecticut State University. In the LL division, the winner was Greenwich. They were victorious over Fairfield Prep, 37-17. In the L division, New Canaan won a close one over Maloney, 16-13. In the Double M, North Haven took it to Killingly, 51-34 in their win. And Notre Dame of West Haven walked all over Berlin, 35-8. In the Double S, Joel Barlow had an easy day defeating Valley Regional, 61-6.
Wow.
That was a thrashing. And in the S division, Ansonia won over Bloomfield, 28-21. Moving on, we have the basketball and ice hockey season starting up, along with wrestling. They've been working out this past couple weeks, and the season starts on Wednesday the 14th for hockey, and for basketball, their season starts Thursday the 15th. Okay, and that's of December, obviously. That's for the boys and the ladies' season, which starts the following day for both hockey and basketball.
Nice.
This past week, I visited Fairfield Ludlow High School and got to speak with one of their swimmers, and her name was Kate Murray. She's a junior this year and was named the team captain for her senior year. Kate's a very hard worker and feels good with the progress that she's made over the past summer, and did really good this particular year. She started swimming at the age of 3 years old. Wow. She was going to enter first grade as a 4-year-old. Okay, she started swimming, and just recently she won the FCX 200 freestyle, and in the state she won the 50 freestyle. After graduation, she's going to be attending Auburn University.
Wow.
And is looking forward to becoming a veterinarian. I wish her the best of luck right there. And Kate is excited about next year because she was just named captain of the swim team.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, absolutely. So we wish her the best at Auburn University. And her younger sister, Tatum, is also a swimmer at Ludlow. The best of luck to your future, Kate. We hope you for the best.
Wow, sounds like they have the swimming genes in the family.
Yes, they do.
That's
and
great.
I'll tell you what, she was a great, great young lady to speak with, and her athletic director spoke very highly of her.
Nice.
And we wish her the best.
Yeah, congrats to Kate. Best of luck.
You got that right, Kevin. And hopefully we'll see you next week.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, man.
Awesome. Take care now. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.